T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, 7:30. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 68 degrees. Intrust Bank Arena had a busy and profitable first half of 2019.
Over 211,000 people attended 54 different events at the downtown arena, including Wichita Thunder Hockey, country artist Alan Jackson, and rock group Metallica. After accounting for all expenses, the net building income was reported at $713,000. General Manager A.J. Bolesky is pumped up about one of the future acts coming to the arena.
Guns N' Roses in October will be making their first appearance ever in the city of Wichita, so we're pretty excited. It's always neat when we can bring an act that's never been here before, and especially somebody so iconic as Guns N' Roses.
Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A federal indictment alleges an associate professor at the University of Kansas was secretly working full-time for a Chinese university while doing research in Kansas on projects funded by the U.S. government. Feng Franklin Tao was charged yesterday with one count of wire fraud and 3 counts of program fraud.
President Trump's trip to Denmark early next month is off after his offer to buy the Danish-controlled island of Greenland was soundly rejected, and Wednesday the president was still sounding irritated by the rejection. Fox's Trace Gallagher has more.
When President Trump raised the prospect of the U.S. buying the massive Arctic island, it appears the pushback was somewhat unexpected, including the prime minister of Denmark, which controls Greenland, calling President Trump's offer, quote, an absurd discussion, a phrase the president said was nasty.
All she had to do is say, no, we wouldn't be interested, but we can't treat the United States of America the way they treated us under President Obama. I thought it was a very not nice way of saying something.
The Danish Royal Palace, which invited Mr. Trump, was apparently blindsided by the cancellation.
However, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke Wednesday with his Danish counterpart and expressed appreciation for Denmark's cooperation as one of the United States' allies.
The feds are saying the job market this past spring not as strong as originally believed.
The Labor Department revised its employment numbers for this past March and found that the economy had about 501,000 fewer jobs than first reported. Nearly two-thirds of those jobs came from the retail and hospitality sectors. The newest revision may complicate President Trump's claims of a strong economy, but for now, the Bureau of Labor Statistics website is saying the unemployment rate stands at 3.7%. We'll get an update on the jobs market from the feds on Friday, September 6th. In Washington, Joel Nadeau, Fox News.
The roundup of an identity fraud ring targeting veterans.
The feds have arrested 5 people who are now accused of stealing Social Security numbers and other information, then using that to steal millions of dollars from elderly and disabled veterans. These suspects, arrested in the Philippines, Las Vegas, and San Diego, charged with aggravated identity theft, wire fraud, and conspiracy. One of them was a civilian employee at an Army installation and was able to steal information from thousands of military service personnel. John Saucier, Fox News.
Operation Dragoon is often referred to as the forgotten invasion of World War II. The mission was intended to coincide with the D-Day invasion, but got delayed due to lack of resources.
75 years ago, on August 16th, 350,000 American troops landed on the French Riviera to join forces with Operation Overlord to help liberate France. World War II veteran Ronald Barthite, who was part of that mission, tells the story with Martha McCollum what it was like to parachute into occupied France.
We were one of the few to make daylight jumps. Most parachute drops were done in the darkness, before dawn, if possible. And it was our actual jump and landing and assembling on the ground was rather uneventful because there were no enemy troops that were firing at us. Thank goodness.
Barthite also took part in the Battle of the Bulge until he and several other soldiers were transferred to a hospital due to frostbite. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some big storms brought flash flooding last night to Wichita, and a flood warning continues in effect for parts of south-central Kansas. We could see more storms later today. The high this afternoon, 83. Heavy rain tonight, Tarlow 68. And a few morning storms Friday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 68 degrees, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour. 7:35 with Steve and Ted in the morning, and taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar right now. A large area of showers is hanging mostly to the south and east and west of Wichita. It's kind of on a little bit above 54 Highway. Anyway, it goes right off the turnpike and then clear to the east from there. Wichita's right in the middle. Radar is indicating some light showers all across Sedgwick County, Ted, and then Sumner and Cowley covered and back to the west. So, you know, there's rain showers. Looks like we're going to have a pretty good chance here for the next couple of 3 or 4 hours, at least here in south-central Kansas. After that stormy night last night with all the lightning and thunder and, yeah, 94 degrees for a high yesterday. Local usual high is 91, and the National Weather Service told us that there was a gust at the Eisenhower Airport last night of 74 miles per hour. Woo, how about that? 7:36, Steve and Ted. Police in the nation's capital are searching for a male bicyclist accused of slapping and grabbing women's behinds as he rode past them. Police tell news outlets the women were all assaulted within 5 hours Monday. A police statement says the bicyclist was caught on video by a surveillance camera. Police released a clip of the video that shows the bicyclist wearing what appears to be a baseball jersey, riding a bicycle that has an upturned basket. Police say he's being sought on misdemeanor sexual abuse offenses. And when I saw this, I thought, well, I remember when my family, when we visited the Capitol, it's got to be back in the late 80s, early, I can't remember what year it was, but we stayed in a hotel that was just 5 blocks from the White House. And in the morning, we went down to go to the White House and walked the 5 blocks down there because we were going to catch a tour bus. And at that time of the morning, this was like, we had to be there by 8 or 8:30. At that time of the morning, Ted, I was amazed because you know how downtown area is anywhere in America? This was like something out of the 1940s. I mean, the sidewalks were packed with people. I mean, they're all just like this. Some of them have got their running shoes on, and they're all dressed beautifully. And it looked like they look like movie stars. I don't know if...
Yeah, it's an unusual city.
It's a weird place because it's... And they were all just, you know, like I said, the sidewalks were packed with people.
Everybody's dressed up. Yeah. It's not a very big city, so everybody's kind of packed in. They're all working in federal jobs in that same one area.
Yeah, a little area, and you could see where there's a guy on a bicycle could go by and do this kind of thing, this nastiness. But interesting story out of the nation's capital today. Let's talk about a little bit about a couple of local news things. First of all, Ted, the fire at the Occidental Building in downtown Wichita, which we've been reporting on this morning, built in 1873, and apparently they're renovating the upper two floors. It's a three-story building, and something to do with, you know, when you renovate, a lot of times this happens. Something happens with the materials up there, and they catch fire. I don't know why it is, but, you know, this is what happened.
Well, this happened at Notre Dame Cathedral.
That's right.
When you're doing repair work and things like that.
That building was renovated several years ago, and I'm going to go back 30, 40 years maybe, and they actually had a couple of restaurants.
Yeah, there were restaurants.
And I remember that they were pretty darn nice restaurants and a neat place to eat, too. It had a real good atmosphere to it. But I guess there's Tammy Snow, the fire chief, said the bottom floor is now office space.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind, if we weren't here in this building, I wouldn't mind having a radio station in there. That'd be a fun place to have.
Well, it's just,
if you had enough parking, you know.
Just a great building that's been around forever.
Beautiful building.
You've been around 150 years.
You had something on it, on the Occidental Building?
Well,
personal?
I believe my grandparents stayed there when they got married.
How about that? Well, that's neat.
In the 20s.
The Occidental Building. That's,
I guess early 30s, yeah.
Was it Main and what, first, second, somewhere in second maybe?
Main and second.
Yeah.
Yep. And I know when they were building the Epic Center, they were real concerned about how
right across
all
the
that
street.
Huge construction is just right across the street from this old, brittle building. And they really monitored that situation. They didn't want any cracks to appear. And the owners of the Occidental were very, very worried. And apparently it all went off without a hitch.
Seems to have, yes. Sedgwick County Commission coming up with an energy plan, talking about solar power and making solar panels. And they want to be careful with their plan. They want to be careful with make sure that they don't interfere with the aircraft industry in some way. I guess you could get a reflection or something like that. So they want to be careful about that. And also, they're just saying no big wind farms in the county. Too much aircraft going on around here, and they don't want to have those turbines who are, what are those things, 80, 90, 100 feet tall?
And
recently when we went to, my family went to New Mexico, driving down 54, Ted, I'll tell you what, you get out 40 miles from Wichita down to Kingman County and just right on down the highway, and you got wind farms everywhere. Those turbines are blowing and going. And we've talked about it before. I guess the guys who own the land, they get a lease and they get some money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Westar gets some money out of it because they sell the power, not only here, but to people in other states. But I think, I've said from the start, why didn't the state of Kansas, our lawmakers, do something where we would ensure that maybe some of the people who live in this state could benefit from that in more ways than, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. We are in the windiest state in the world.
Yeah, that's always ticked me off.
You go out and
we build all these wind turbines, and then we sell it to other states.
I mean, you go
why
out
don't
and
we use it for us.
You go out to play golf or go to a kid's ball game in the summertime, the wind blows that dirt in your face at 45 miles an hour, and there ought to be some sort of a payoff, shouldn't there? I know. It's not going to happen, but somebody's making a nice profit. There you go. Guess that's the way you look at it, and I'm sure they pay taxes on that. There you go. Anyway,
unless they got some kind of tax deal.
I didn't find it. Of course, Western Kansas here, if you go out, I think that the stretch between basically Wichita and about Pratt, along the Nenasquaw and around there, through Kingman, I think it's one of the prettiest parts of the state because of the trees and so forth. But the wind turbines didn't spoil that or anything for us anyway. And if you go to, a couple of years ago when we were in northern France and Germany, they are everywhere. So wind power.
You go to Iowa, they're everywhere.
Yeah, there are a lot of places. All right, it's 7:42 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is coming up. Got new housing coming near the Wichita State University campus.
Okay.
And by the way, right now, I'd like to give away a pair of tickets to the Honor Flight presentation by Sunflower Home Health and Hospice coming up September 9th at 6:30 at the Regal Warren. This is a heartwarming documentary about four living World War II veterans and a Midwest community coming together to give them the trip of a lifetime. If you'd like to go see it, the Honor Flight, give us a call, 869-1330. 869-1330. Coming up, Bill Roy, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.